Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back. So, curveball. This will be interesting. Ready? I have found some interesting folks out there that do a lot of research. The name of the company is Charles Nenner Research Center, and the website for today's program is charlesnenner.com. N-E-N-N-E-R, charlesnenner.com. And unfortunately, but there's a silver lining here, Charles was scheduled and he got jammed up on a flight. And you know, this happens. The life happens. So his managing director, David Gerwitz, is pinch hitting substitute on the line. David, welcome to the program.
David, thank you very much. I grew up near Yankee Stadium watching Mickey Mantle. I'm that old, so I love when someone says I'm a pinch hitter.
You are. Well, yeah, no, well, if let me, I'm going to actually change it. You're the designated here. You're the guy with the big bat that's going to come in and hit the home run now.
I love it.
Well, the reason I invited David to be on the program with us is their firm specializes. You guys do a lot of research.
Correct.
All right. And so there's much to research today with where things are. And well, and I should say, there's always research. It's not just today. So this program will be on our website and go on our new smartphone app, David, as I mentioned to you. So the things we talk about on our interview and conversation today, they're true today, but they're always true, the need to know what's going on.
I agree. Let me first give you a little bit of background.
Sure.
Charles is the medical doctor that discovered patterns, and he went to a small place called Goldman Sachs for 12 years. So he's the real deal.
Okay.
I met him 12 years ago. You sound like a sports guy. I was trained by Red Auerbach, who put the Celtics together for 30 years, and I'm a talent scout, and I'm also a lawyer, CPA, MBA, and I know a little about financial markets, not as much as I've learned since I met Charles, and I met him, knew he was kind of a genius, and we hooked up together 10, 11 years ago, and we now have one of the biggest research firms in the world. He left Goldman, and he writes it with a team of people, and I do all the marketing and dealing with the clients, and we send out a newsletter 3 times a week plus charts on Sunday covering stocks, bonds, commodities, currencies, economic indicators, all based on quote-unquote technical analysis based on cycles from the Greek word circle.
Okay, and so do my listeners of all types, David. Do they go to the website and this is something they can sign up for? What is it?
They write to the site and say they heard the David talk with David about baseball and cycles, right? And then we give them a free month to watch it.
Cool.
And then someone will contact them to talk about the different subscription options.
I like that. Okay, yeah. So I can get that free month myself then.
Absolutely.
Huh? All right, I like that. I'm going to let our money management team here at my company know about that. All right, that charlesnenner.com is the website that they go to do that.
Right.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's talk a little bit about one of the things that's been a current topic on this show, David, that my listeners have heard us talk about. And again, this is something to always be aware of. And this is going to be kind of basic for you, but for my listeners, this is something that's really important and affects a lot of them with their retirement investment portfolios, is interest rates in the bond market.
Correct.
So as we sit and taping this show, where are we at with the 10-year treasuries? Around 275?
Right.
Okay. So what portends for the future if we start seeing, you know, the a continued unwinding of the bond buying by the Fed and other activities economically? Talk to us a little bit about what you think we may see there.
Well, first of all, this year, one of the best trades, which we recommended, was the long TLT, which is long bonds, which is rates continuing down, which we think is going to happen with a few hiccups into the end of August.
Really?
Keep in mind, let me give you a big picture, which is what we like to do, given that we do cycles, from, you know, looking back hundreds, if not thousands of years. 30 years ago, rates were 18%. 60 years ago, they were what they are now. That's a cycle.
Okay.
Right? So the next 30 years, they're going back very high. Nothing anybody could do about it. Fed, not Fed, quantitative easing, not. It's all set in motion already. Nothing anybody could do about it. That is how we look at things. Therefore, for mortgages, for long-term investing, thinking to buy bonds is a good thing. The reality is the last 30 years was good to buy bonds. And now, even now, we think through the summer will be good, but afterwards, you want to short bonds using TBT. And that's something you get from our research as well as our thinking right now. But 90 years ago, rates were high. 120 years ago, they were low. This cycle continues maybe 1,000 years.
Interesting.
Yeah. So interesting. That's the answer to the quick answer to your question. If people want to refi, they still got 6 months. Rates will be low.
Okay. David Gurwitz is our guest today, Managing Director of Charles Nenner, charlesnenner.com. Quick break. David, we'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have David Gurwitz. He is our pinch hitter designated here. And I have to confess, David, I'm not a huge sports fan, but I do know a pinch hitter or designated hitter when I see or hear one, okay? So David is the managing director of Charles Nenner, and this is a research firm, Charles Nenner Research Center, charlesnenner.com. And you can go to the website. You can tell them you're interested in some of it's three newsletters a week and then some charts on the weekend.
Correct.
All right, good. So they can let you know they're interested in that. And as soon as we finish doing this show, I'm going to let my investment advisor in my office know to get in touch with you guys, because we could always use more research in what we do here.
Well, we think we're helpful. We don't manage money, so we're really honest. I don't want your money. I just want to tell you what's going to happen in the
good
different markets.
Well, we want them to let us manage their money, okay, David? So so we'll use your research to help manage the money. Okay, so we talked a bit before the break about the bonds. Let's shift gears, because you're a resource here, so I want to hit on several subjects. Gold. Gold is another one. Is that also one that we've seen be cyclical in nature, similar to the way you've talked about with bonds, or is there more to it?
Totally cyclical. We called the top in gold 2 years ago, around 1900, and we said for the next couple of years it's going to be just bounces and do a basic 50% retracement. That's a technical term. And it's come down to 1,100, 1,150. It's now in the 13s. We think the bottom's in June. And any of your listeners who will write in, ask, say that they've heard us, we will send them a long-term gold chart going back 100 years.
Cool.
That we sent out a month ago showing that we see the bottom being in the summer. We think gold and silver will go back to their highs.
So you think it's going to, after you get through the summer of 2014, then
right,
you're going to see an upward continued,
yes,
trend?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. Interesting. Good, good. Natural gas.
Great question. That gas used to be $12. Let's go back 6 years ago. It went down to $6. Right? Everybody thought it was going back to $12. We said it was going to go to $2.
Mm.
It went to $2. Actually, the call was to go to $1.70. And it's interesting how the news follows the cycles, because a lot of Canadian banks lent money to the nat gas companies in Western Canada when nat gas was higher.
Mm-hmm.
It kept coming down, just like a mortgage underwater. Their loans were underwater, so they decided to force these nat gas producers to sell, further driving the price down.
Wow.
So the news said banks forcing, causing price to come down, and we say cycle said it was going to come down. So we think it's still in an up move, by the way. And nat gas, we called this crazy move the last month, but we think after this up move, which we think people should do soon, it's going to head back towards $2 again.
Okay, so and for our listeners that are not as clear on the pricing of natural gas. That's $2 per what?
It's $2 per whatever measure the nat gas uses in it. There's different measurements that they have vis-a-vis the futures in the ETFs, UNG. Your nat gas pricing is obviously different than oil pricing,
right?
Which is Texas crude and stuff. And I just all they need to know is nat gas $2.
Okay.
You know, right. It's $4.
Like, it's like so many British thermal.
Yeah. No, the nat gas. Everybody knows it's $2. Even wheat. Sometimes it looks like it's three, or is it 3,000 or 300? The main thing that you know is it's $3 or
okay.
$4. Yeah.
Well, let's shift gears and talk a little bit about other commodities.
Right.
What are some of the trends? Is this again cycle? Is it population based?
It's all cycle. We think the cycles run the world, so everything is follows that. So if people will write in, we'll send them the deflation study we did 2 weeks ago.
Hmm.
Actually, last Sunday, showing wheat and corn longer term are down, even though this is short term up. Longer term, they're down. But there's deflation, basically.
Yes.
And then there will be inflation. So that's just what we see. And, you know, deflation, the politicians don't like deflation.
Oh, no, they don't. They hate it.
So that's going to come back. But we don't think it's the politicians or Keynes thinking doing it. It's cycles.
And, okay, so here's the obvious question my listeners are saying. Ask them this, David. What causes the cycles?
Ah, great question. This gets to be deep, but the world's not random. You know, whether people are religious listening or not, I happen to be. You know, Charles and I are observant Jews, so we believe, you know, God runs the world. It's not random. Otherwise, how can you predict anything? But basically, there are patterns in nature. If people Google Fibonacci, which you've heard of, it's the basis of the Elliott wave. It's all over the world. It's all over nature, quote unquote. So if one pattern's so prevalent, why would it be surprising that in markets too, or it's not just markets, it's in the way people get admitted to insane asylum cycles, run throughout all of society, not just markets. If there's such non-randomness, is our point of view, it's the world's not random. Therefore, there's a greater order, or there's a God, there's a greater force, other people think, that are running things. So that's the easy answer to why cycles work. People don't like to accept it, though, because it means they don't have free choice.
I see. I understand. Yeah, so there's something bigger.
And they don't want to hear that. So that's basically what underlies it.
Interesting. Very interesting. If you're just joining us, David Gurwitz is our guest, Managing Director of Charles Nenner Research Center. CharlesNenner.com is the website. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell?
It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back. David Gurwitz is my guest, Managing Director of Charles Nenner Research Center. CharlesNenner.com is the website. Go there and send him a note and say, hey, I heard this on the show. I want some more information. Let's talk about another very hot subject. Well, there's so many here. I've got a list I want to get to. I'm like, which one next, David? Real estate. Talk about real estate with us.
That's harder to predict with cycles.
Ah, okay.
Because it's not liquid per se. You can have there's certain indices. But that we're not as strong at. It's not so
okay.
Easily traded. Having said that, I'll tell you what Charles says if things get bad, which he thinks they will in the second part of the decade. If you own a building for $1 million free and clear and you have $1 million in the bank, you're probably better off with the bricks, because if things get very bad, your bank may have a problem. You won't see it, but at least you'll own the bricks.
How about that? Okay.
That's one way of looking at real
sure.
estate. If you're mortgaged and you got rent, which a lot of people do, you might have a big problem.
Yeah,
because
you're leveraging.
Because rates will be going up,
yeah.
And your renters won't be having as easy time, so you're going to get squeezed.
So second half of the decade, the prediction is that we're at 2014 at the taping of the show.
Right.
You guys thinking a couple more years and then things could get dicey?
Less than a couple. Sometime into 2015. You know,
and
we still think this year's going to be a rough year, but it should end up okay. But next year it starts to get very rough. That's why people should watch it. Longer term, we don't want to give out everything, and the readers and the clients will get to see it. We have hedge funds,
yeah.
Family offices.
Sure.
We have everybody.
Okay. So there's definitely things to be careful and to be watching. Let's talk about another major subject, and we can go a lot of directions with this, David. Currencies. You know, U.S. versus a euro. You've got the yen. You've got the Aussie dollar. You've got the Chinese currency. What do you say?
Well, let's talk about the dollar story, okay? Because the dollar, we think, will hit its top towards the end of the year, and then it will begin rough times for the dollar. Now, keep in mind the Aussie and the Canadian, which we cover every day, I mean, every third day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we cover the yen, the euro, the Aussie, the Canadian, and the euro-yen, those five things, and the shekel once a week. So we think that the Aussie and the Canadian, they were 68 cents to the dollar 4 years ago. I don't know if you remember. And they went to par because we called it. We said they were going to par. So we think that they are considered commodity currencies because their countries are commodity-based. And we think the dollar will be weaker against the two of them. The euro, a lot of people thought a year and year and a half ago to short it because things looked so bad. And we told everyone, don't. It's going to go the other way, and the euro remains strong.
Help us with, and that's helpful, help us with historical, when the euro was introduced.
First of all, let's go to the yen, because the yen, believe it or not, when the yen dollar came was in the late 70s, it was 350-something to the dollar. And then it came all the way down, right? And we think the yen's going to get hurt also. So it's going to be which is going to be the best of some lousy choices with currencies. The yen, I think you are correct now that I think about it, originally was par and it went kind of way past the other way after the first 5-10 years of its existence. And the euro, just the first euro crisis, the first Greek crisis 4 years ago, we said the euro would go from 122 up to 150, the dollar euro, which it did, and then we got out 3 months before the first Greek crisis. We didn't know it was coming, but cycles show you stuff before it happens. That's why gold 2 years ago at the top, Apple 2 years ago at the top. We didn't know why. It went from 200 to 700. And then we said, get out, and it's going to head down and not really start going till this coming summer also with a bunch of bounces, which we've had. But that's the same idea. So you asked a very good question. The currencies, if the dollar starts to go into lower rates, lower value, which is what we see, even if the Dow longer term has a tremendous up move, which is also what we see. After the second half of the decade is going to be rough. The 20s looks very strong for stocks. But on a lower dollar, you have to change it. Even if Dow goes to 70,000 by the end of the 20, it's only equivalent if the dollar's cut in half to 35,000.
Ah, good point.
You have to think like that. We like to think like that.
Interesting. Well, we need to be thinking, don't we, David? David Gerwitz is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. Managing Director of Charles Nenner, charlesnenner.com. They're a research center, so we're going to take another quick break. We'll come right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back. David Gerwitz is my guest. He's Managing Director of Charles Nenner Research Center, charlesnenner.com. David, I want to ask you this because I think one of the things that sometimes people struggle with when they try to gauge how things are going, how the economy's going, what the markets. So what are some of the economic indicators that we should be keeping tabs on? Deficits, you know, the volatility index. What are some of the ones that we should be watching?
Fantastic question. The VIX we cover every other day, so people should look at the VIX, which is going to be pretty volatile this year. I also want to send out to your listeners our research from last Sunday. They write in where we could talk about what deflation looks in. And let me read the different areas that we covered in that report. We covered producer price index,
right,
close to a high, meaning lower prices. Wholesale commodity price chart from 1749, close to a high. Unemployment. Our cycle showed caught the turn to lower unemployment. Now we see higher unemployment, meaning less buying power. According to quarterly cycles, wheat should continue its correction. Even cycles on quarterly corn prices show lower, and we go back to 1720. It doesn't mean next week it won't go up. This is much longer term. And then crude shows up, interestingly, to mid-2015, which indicates possible geopolitical tension.
So we could see some rising crude prices.
Yes. We have a target of 122, assuming it breaks
wow.
a certain level.
Wow.
If it doesn't break that level, it won't get there. But that shows up in the system. And the way we work is the news follows the cycles and the target. So what does that mean? Does that mean that, you know, 5 years ago, in the summer of 2008, we took everyone out of the market, and we said go long beginning in 2009. Now, you remember, that wasn't a pleasant time.
No.
And people were hoping crude would go up. It was in the 30s and the 40s. Crude went back to 37 when Charles even called deflation on CNBC. People could see it on the site when it was at 147. And at the time, people were rooting for crude to go up because it would indicate increased economic activity. So again, it's the mindset. Crude, then, let's go up. We're not worried about war. Now it's around 197. Oh, if it goes to 122, it'll mean war. So throughout history, people forget how they view things. There are times crude, quote-unquote, runs the trading board. There are times the currencies run it. You know, the Sunday night is 6 o'clock. We send out the Sunday work because that's when the Asian markets open. And that kind of runs the show. And in an hour, billions and trillions of dollars, not trillions, many billions of dollars will go from currency to cash to bonds to stocks to crude all in an hour, hour and a half.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable.
It blows my mind also, but they still follow cycles. Doesn't matter how fast things go nowadays. Nothing really changes.
So there are some things we should keep track of, and you know, I was going to ask you, and you mentioned it earlier, we did see, again, a recent uptick with the unemployment numbers, which I think surprised a lot of people.
Yeah, but not us, because cycles show that it's going to, even though this perception the economy's getting better, I don't know, you have clients, you talk to them, we have thousands of clients, so I talk to everybody, and not everyone is saying things are great. You know, I don't know what you see and what you feel with your business, you know, clients. Of what they're saying in their businesses, but that's anecdotal. But our stuff takes an X-ray underlying it, and we predicted a stronger economy coming into here, but we think it's going to start turning this year.
Well, to answer your question, you know, it is anecdotal, but we hear a mixed bag. You know, that a lot of businesses are saying it's better. It's not as bad as it was. It's better, but it's not anywhere where we want it to be. And then some businesses, you know, are kind of hitting it pretty good. So it is a mixed bag we're seeing from different areas.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's what we're hearing.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what we see. We think your people should write to the site and get the research and say we spoke, and they'll get some of our special reports. And at some point soon, one of our people will talk to them about the different subscription options, which I think they'll enjoy.
That's very good. That's very helpful, David. One last thing I wanted to ask you about before we wrap up is some of the resources you have available. As you guys have looked, you know, with again looking at the cycles, and you've got things going, you know, historical. You've got going. I read it on the site. You got U.S. dollar interest rates going back to 1780.
U.S. dollar. I mean, yeah. We have rates going back 1,000 years.
Wow.
I mean, we have data going back on wheat and corn. I mean, cycles. Cycle's been around for a long time, just no one really focused on it. Charles discovered it when he was in medical school, when the professor, I'll tell this quickly, professor said they put more doctors on call in a hospital during a full moon because more women give birth during a full moon. And he said, yeah, it makes sense, right? You know. And then a week later, the doctor said people get admitted to insane asylums all around the world at the same time, not during a full moon.
How about
he
that?
Couldn't understand that. He came to New York 2 weeks later, didn't know anything about the market, and there was a guy named Jim Cavuto on TV then 30 years ago, early business shows, 35, saying IBM's topping because of this. And Charles didn't know anything. He said, how do you know I'm topping? And he went down to the library in 42nd Street, 5th Avenue, Manhattan, opened up old New York Times, and by hand started to see there was a top every 2 weeks, every 5 weeks, every 20 weeks. Sine curves, like an EKG at a doc. And then he took a piece of paper and drew them all one on top of each other and said, hey, they're all topping now. Huh. Sure enough, that was a top. So that's how it works. It doesn't matter what it is. If we have enough data, which means we can't do Facebook because it's not public long enough, if we have enough data, we can find sine curves of top to tops in any data series, and that allows us to predict tops and bottoms.
Very interesting.
Targets is a whole other game.
Very interesting. Well, David, I want to thank you again for pinch hitting here and jumping in and helping us out.
My pleasure.
David Gerwitz, Managing Director at Charles Nenner Research Center. Their website is charlesnenner.com. Just send them a little note, tell them what you're interested in, and they'll get in touch with you and talk about options if you want to look at some of their research support capabilities. David, thank you again very much for being on the program.
Pleasure, David. I look forward to the next time.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, my friend. Bye-bye.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.